at 665 Frontage Road in Longmont, Colorado.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, over the beginning of the weekend, the Islamic Jihad, they continued rocket volleys into Israel, and an IDF leader was killed. And the IDF had killed the leaders of three of the Palestinian leaders in the Gaza Strip. And in retaliation, the jihad began volleys of rockets into Israeli territory. We're watching Ukraine. China comes in and out of the picture. Joe Biden is pretty much in and out of the picture. He has his good days and 10 bad days. And then he'll have a good day and 10 bad days. In Israel, we have to watch what's happening. There's a war coming to the Middle East. It's going to be a major war. It's going to be a war that is going to once again shock the world. Israel is going to be pushed, provoked, to take out all the terrorists surrounding Israel. The IDF, they went in, took out three, I don't think they were Hamas or Hezbollah, they were just Palestinian commanders, and this conflict began. Well, what happened is, Israel responded, and very shortly after the response started, the Palestinian Authority, they decided to go ahead and call for peace, call for a truce. They know they better ask for a resolve quickly because Israel will just continue to take out these targets. And so yesterday they came, they did have a truce. It's shaky. It's not going to last. It's going to be temporary. You see, the Palestinian authorities, Hamas, Hezbollah, sometimes they just can't control what they would like to control because you have individuals who are loose cannons. But yesterday they declared an end of another round of conflict. But both sides vowed to retaliate if attacked or threatened. They've agreed to an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire aimed at ending a five-day wave of cross-border attacks. But the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, are continuing to report sporadic hostilities, even though the truce took effect Saturday night at 10 p.m. their time. We're watching conflict in Ukraine, and that's going to intensify, and it is intensifying. Russia is saying that with the expansion of forces in the Arctic region and the expansion of NATO. There's talk now, there's going to be in July, some European nations, NATO nations, are going to get together and discuss the possibility of possibly bringing Ukraine into NATO. But Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, is not invited. And this man, this guy is very active here in the last 3, 4, 5 days. He is everywhere, visiting with the German Chancellor. He visits with the Pope. And he is trying to, I think he's probably trying to stay out of the range of some of these bullets that'll go 3/4 of a mile. Or a mile. But anyhow, Israel, this is not going to stop. There is war coming to Israel, to the Middle East. War is coming. There aren't going to be any. Eventually, the peace talks are going to end. Benjamin Netanyahu is still waiting for an invitation to come to visit the Biden administration / Obama, or Obama / Biden, and be recognized as the Prime Minister of Israel. Well, he's not going to hold his breath. I wouldn't encourage him to hold his breath, because he's not going to be invited. That administration is a Nazi regime, a Nazi-supporting administration. The administration we have right now, supporting Zelensky and the Nazi religious fervor in Ukraine, and we don't see it from that perspective. We think it's about America funding a war against Russia. No, this is a religious war. We'll return in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Now we'll continue. Foreign Minister or Foreign Ministry Ambassador at Large Nikolay Korchunov, he said that there are no signs of improvement with regard to military security in the Arctic. NATO expansion continues in the region. Western countries are enhancing their course towards adversarial relations, confrontation, and promotion of their own interests in the Arctic. Under those circumstances, we cannot rule out the possibility of escalation in the region. And the Washington Post, they had an article, NATO races to bridge divisions over Ukraine membership. So they're still pushing for the membership of Ukraine in NATO. And Russia said this is not going to be allowed, because once they become a NATO member, then NATO members, they have these countries, they have other policies where now any NATO nation that is being attacked by any nation, they as a collective are being attacked. Presently, right now, the NATO nations, though they're involved, there's not a direct conflict directly with Russia. But should Ukraine become a nation, a NATO ally, then the NATO nations will be at war with Russia. The discussions have intensified in the weeks before President Biden and other NATO leaders are due to gather in Vilnius, Lithuania, to cement plans for strengthening defenses against Russia, which upended decades of relative stability in Europe with its 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Russia was forced to make a move. The NATO American agendas supplying weapons to Zelensky. Zelensky was where it all began. Once he was put in power, now the United States and the NATO nations, they could go forward with an additional plan. This Ukraine war didn't start in 2022. It began in 2014. It's been an ongoing conflict. And from the time of the end of the Obama administration, or halfway through the Obama administration, that last term, to the present, what America has been doing, it's been a strategy to draw Russia into conflict. And one of the objectives was to get Russia to spend her resources militarily and financially, then they could move in and destroy Russia as a nation. The big picture is whoever controls Central Asia can control the world. China, the reason China is very involved in Ukraine is because they know that if they don't assist Russia, if America and her agenda via the NATO nations can occupy and control Central Asia, American world hegemony will be final. This is one thing, the landmass of Central Asia. No nation can ever rule the world unless they rule Central Asia. Once they rule Central Asia, they can rule Eastern Asia and Western Asia, the European nations. They will be able to rule the Middle East. That's the big picture. China, they will do everything that they need to do to make sure America doesn't continue to expand power-wise in Ukraine. And then should America be, which she won't be, But should America be successful in destroying Putin and the Russian government presently, then already the CIA is sitting at the gate. The CIA has been sitting at the gate beginning probably around 2002. This has been a progression of military operations in Ukraine. Then, if you want to really get technical and the schematics of or the semantics of the whole thing, we'll go right back to the end of Nazi Germany, to the end of World War II. America, and you know, the Pope just visited Zelensky, had Zelensky in for a visit. And the Pope said, tells Zelensky, I've been praying for peace. Well, remember that the Vatican helped the Nazis, the SS, the researchers, engineers, helped to protect them, helped Adolf Hitler to get out of Russia, to export him, move him out into South America. The Vatican was part of that. The Vatican has a history of anti-Semitism. Eventually in Germany, the Catholic Church did apologize for allowing Hitler to do what Hitler did to the Jewish people. Well, the Vatican helped Adolf Hitler to escape to Argentina, as well as England, Italy, the United States. Even Eisenhower didn't believe that Adolf Hitler died. He believed that Adolf Hitler did live and was able to be secretly moved to another country. The great German religion of Nazism, that great Aryan ancient religion, has to be protected. To protect it, the only way to protect it was to take some of the devout Germans who were powerful in that occult religion and, yes, bring them to the U.S. That's why the Nazi movement is so alive and well here in the U.S. In England, and still in Germany. I'm taking bits and pieces of articles I've been reading. I want to stay on the main line here, but everything is fitting. The Germans are going to give Zelensky, he goes to visit Germany, $3 billion. Why would Germany give that much to Zelensky? It's not to help Zelensky. It's to protect the Nazi religion. It's known still in Germany. The Nazi religion, the Nazi movement is thriving, has thrived, will always thrive, is still operating in the highest positions of government. And so they're still doing what is possible, yes, to help Zelensky, but really, not so much in a sense, I don't think, to fight Russia, but to protect the German religion of Nazism in Ukraine. And the United States, we're doing the same thing. We're not just there to, we need to destroy Russia. America needs to destroy Russia. And the way to do it, guns and bullets, but also if you can move Nazism into Germany, into Russia, out of Ukraine, you can destroy the great strength of the Russian Orthodox churches in Russia. The Nazi Azov Battalion and all the other Nazi groups are basically holding the Ukrainian Orthodox leaders hostage. They're trying to destroy a religion. They have to destroy a religion. We're looking at the bullets and the bombs. We're looking at armies. But spiritually speaking, we're looking at another hidden war that is even more powerful. It's a religion in the occult, a religion of Satan worship, a religion of man worship, a man being God, and the war against a people who don't declare and believe that they are God, the Russian churches, but that believe in the God of heaven. The overall view is in Germany. Germany had to protect the Nazi religion. The Nazi religion, according to the Bible, in a hidden kind of a way, is an occult religion. And the occult religions have to be protected to thrive in the years and the decade before Christ returns. And nations, Adolf Hitler, in a sense, he didn't win and didn't take over the world militarily, but through the religion of Nazism, the world is very, very controlled through people that are basically Nazis. And this is what the scripture says would happen eventually. The America, especially, would become the biggest occult society ever in the history of mankind. More occultic than the Aztecs or the Mayans, who their whole culture was a culture of sacrifice, death. Then you go back thousands of years to the Canaanites, to the religions in the Middle East, and the religions of China or the Asia. Well, at the end of the world, in the time before Christ returns, the world will again move, or that will be, the world will be very occultic, and America will be the most occultic center in the world. All of the occult societies are coming to the U.S., whether it be the religions of voodoo out of Africa, or Santeria out of the islands, or the witchcraft out of South America. They do remain these different occult practices. They reside in the nations where they were originally came into existence, like voodoo was incubated and developed and came alive and was created, if you want to put it that way, in Nigeria. All of these occult religions will come to the U.S. Nazism, which is the Aryan white supremacist religion, even prior to Adolf Hitler, it was Cecil Rhodes. Cecil Rhodes is the individual who began to bring this Aryan thought into England and some of the European nations, and Adolf Hitler picked up on it. Adolf Hitler is the one who would carry it in his time, and it still exists to the present. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
The Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Come and meet local providers like Gail Lynn, inventor of the Harmonic Egg, adapted athlete Rustin Hughes from Be Bold Adapted Living, Christy Sullivan from Vitality for Life, Christy Hall from Living Well Health Group, Children's Health Defense, and Weston A. Price Foundation. Get your tickets now before prices increase. Visit Naturally Inspired HealthSummit.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
White Dove Healing Arts, after 33 years of service to the community of natural homeopathic liquid herbal formulas, invites you to call us for a spring health enhancement experience. Call 303-828-4439. First is a quantum biofeedback analysis via TeleMed. Next is a precise remedy personal recommendation protocol to prepare you for a happy, healthy spring and summer 2023. Call 303-828-4439 and speak to Patricia or Diane at our office in Lafayette, Colorado. White Dove Healing Arts.
Hello, this is George Sawtooth, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show, The George Sawtooth Hour, on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m., where we will explore wacky subjects together. See you then.
My view, what we're watching is the Aryan CIA taking care of the Aryan CIA brothers in Ukraine, and the final Praetorian Guard in the time at the end of the world, at the end of this period that we're in, the new Praetorian Guard will be the most powerful Praetorian Guard, and it is already in place. And this Praetorian Guard that I'm speaking of is going to be the military brain center and military arm of the coming Antichrist. People throughout the world, their secret agencies, their like their equivalent to the CIA, very powerful, but not like ours. Not like the CIA of America. The CIA / FBI / 17 intelligence agencies / corporations of America, the major multi-corporations / the continuity of government slash the senior executive services of America slash the congressmen that are paid for, that are compromised in the American government slash the House of Representatives slash the Senate slash and the cabinet of the presidency of the United States of America slash and every branch of the military slash, geez, I'm running out of paper here. I can't keep going. I have to stop. This Praetorian Guard is protecting the Nazi brothers. They must be protected. That powerful occult, Aryan occult, which is King Charles, King Charlie. He's Aryan. He's a Nazi. And the royal family. You remember Harry, the young boy, dressed up in Nazi garb. When was this? 9 years ago? At a party? Because why? They're Aryan. They're Nazi. This is an ancient philosophy. Cecil Rhodes, in the 1880s, he is the one who brought life to it. The world was going to be controlled by white Aryan nations, white Aryan people. Then somebody talked to Cecil, and he changed his verbiage or the way he presented it. He said, "Well, okay, it's going to be an English-speaking global network that rules the world. It will be basically the monarchy of England will be the ruling family. England will rule the world. English-speaking, Five Eyes nations." Well, at first he was saying that it would be an Aryan world. Adolf Hitler was very influenced by Cecil Rhodes, as with all of the Winston Churchill, the English and Germans, their relatives. But this CIA, this coming Praetorian Guard of Antichrist, I hope you can see it through my eyes. They're not going to bring people in that are not in the occult. Every individual, eventually, in this Praetorian Guard system, will have to swear and take the mark of the beast or the number of his name. You will not be in his administration, in his power control network, unless you are a devil worshiper. People know this in the back of their mind. Christians who study the Bible should, but they don't. The occult world in this nation, they even stated in 1999, the century in which we are in will be a satanic century. This is the words from the occult world. This will be the new satanic century. They're going to have a period of that time where it's definitely going to be satanic. And it will continue like a disease to go out to affect the world. And eventually, an individual will declare himself to be God and you must worship him. You won't be for anybody in the intelligence agencies. If you will not take the mark of the beast, you will not be part of the coming Antichrist control network. You know, I was thinking about the Catholic Church and the all of the mainline churches of the world. Any, the Pope, if the Pope should tell the Catholic people that it is acceptable to take the mark of the beast and to worship the image of the beast, and there will be no consequences, you know that he is in the occult, he is a devil worshiper, and that he is, his allegiance is to Satan. You will know that. The same in the Presbyterian, the Orthodox churches, any churches, in the Jehovah's Witness, you watch. If these leaders within Jehovah's Witness say that their members can take the mark of the beast, there'll be no consequences, you know they are devil worshipers. With the Mormon church, the apostle of the Mormon church and the elders of the Mormon church, should they ever say that the Mormon people can take the mark of the beast and there will be no consequences, they are in the world of the occult and they worship Satan. There will be consequences. The same with this government, the same with religions, with evangelical Christianity. Anybody from the pulpit that will say that there will be no consequences from taking the mark of the beast, you better mark them out. The Bible says that there will be consequences eternally. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. Four-year-old, four-foot-tall Austrian pine trees, now only $199.99 each. And get 25% off all lilac shrubs with several colors to choose from. 6 to 8 foot aspen clumps, now $119.99. The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale, going on now.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts help you get by.
Keep us steady high.
So Volodymyr Zelensky, some say it's Vladimir, some say it's Volodymyr. We'll jump back and forth. But he was visited by the Pope, and the Pope was wanting to negotiate an end to the conflict, and he said absolutely not. No way. He's going to reject any type of foreign mediation, including China. Why? Because the CIA is not going to allow it. Then the Washington Post, they had an interview, did an interview with him. One question. Will there be a parliamentary election in the fall? Zelensky's answer, if we have martial law, we cannot have elections. There's going to be martial law. This man was put in by the CIA. They will make sure he stays in. They have to protect. Are we going to be able to change what's happening with Nazism around the world? No. Can we expose it? Yes. Are we to expose it? Yes. So people can see? Absolutely. Are we going to change it? No. You know, the power behind Nazism and that type of thinking is that even if you die, God will forgive you. Even if you have to have a little purgatory, you will be eventually with God forever. That is universalism. That is a lie. It is not true. The Bible won't hold any water when you compare it to what Christ said. The best example, if you worship the beast, take his number, his mark, you worship his image, it's eternal fire. This is never-ending fire. So the people who are in that type of thinking in the Nazi movement, they have believed a lie of the devil that even the devil will be forgiven in the future. No, God is righteous. There must be justice. There must be punishment. And that punishment is eternal. Second question, the Washington Post. You said Ukraine cannot go further with a counterattack before it gets more weapons. What specifically do you need? Do you need more missiles or launchers? We don't have enough. We don't have enough armored vehicles that will save our people who will be pushing the front line forward. It's very difficult for us to go against those thousands of Russian armored vehicles. It's very difficult to go against that with a minimal number. So we need the appropriate number of vehicles to do that. Well, you can get more vehicles in there, but you're not going to have the personnel, because every day there's 400 to 600 Ukrainian soldiers being killed. And like the horse leech in Proverbs, give, that's all they do. They go through the city, give. And right here again, Zelensky is saying, give. We need more weapons. Give. Then another question. You now maintain your position to not to negotiate with Russian Vladimir Putin. And Zelensky says, I think it makes no sense for Ukraine to negotiate with this collective with this name. So there is no negotiation. And this is a war against Vladimir Putin. And really it is. Because Vladimir Putin, through his strategies, he has checkmated the West. He has checkmated Ukraine. He's checkmated NATO. Checkmated Klaus Schwab. Checkmated Joe Biden or Barack Obama / Joe Biden. He's checkmated the CIA, American military. He's checkmated these people. Checkmate. They wanted to move in, take him out quickly. It's been a year. Russia has only become militarily stronger, financially stronger, diplomatically stronger in every way. Another question. The Washington Post has obtained documents that we have not published details about. We would like to ask you about some information there and also to give you the opportunity to respond to what is there in our documentation. One of them says that on January 31st, you suggested occupying parts of Russia along the border for future leverage and negotiations. Is that true? His answer, no one in our country has ever given orders for offensive or strikes on Russian territory. False. A liar. The U.S. has attempted it. What did we do? The Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2, they attacked the bridge. Then after he lied about this, there was an article that Zelensky in private, he plots bold attacks inside Russia, a leak shows. Well, it won't be Zelensky. It's going to be America. Okay, then what happens is this. Russia lost two Mi-8 HIP helicopters, a Su-34, Su-34 fullback strike fighter, Su-35 flanker E with no survivors, and we'll be back.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
I'm still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
The whole story. So anyhow, the reason this is interesting, that these weapons, these fighters were destroyed, they were destroyed inside of Russian territory. So Vladimir says they're not going, or not, Zelensky says they don't have any plans to attack within Russia's borders, and then they do. Immediately after that, there was a video that emerged on social media claiming that showed a massive fireball rising from a site near Khmelnytsky, Ukraine, which is kind of in the western portion of the nation. The explosion had a similar profile to what we've seen when mass ammunition or explosive storage areas detonate in a chain. And then today, there was Russia has conducted two high-precision strikes on Ukrainian military facilities. The strikes targeted both areas of troop development and depots containing ammunition, weapons, military equipment that Kiev has received from the West. This wasn't a little. This was a lot. Now, also, radioactive panic. Russian missiles hit Ukrainian ammunition dump in this facility, causing massive explosion. A cache of British depleted uranium tank shells were destroyed. Gamma radiation spikes in the region's atmosphere, and the Ukraine ammo storage site obliterated, where huge fireball was seen. Russia is striking even precision to the western part of Ukraine. In retaliation for these strikes within Russian within Russian territory, you're going to sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. But I say that also at the same time, Russia's fighting kind of, in a sense, now beginning to fight two wars. The one in Ukraine against the U.S. empire, European nations economically, NATO nations, and now Russia is looking to support Turkey, Syria, Iran, because there's another conflict coming in the Middle East. After Israel takes out all of the terrorist groups surrounding the nation, soon to follow, Russia with big nations are going to attack Israel. They're going to move into the Middle East, and there's going to be a bigger war there. And we're just at the precipice, you might say, of bad things to come. There's a bad moon rising. Bad things are coming. And there's nothing we can do about it. We can't, from my perspective, prophecy cannot be changed. What is written will come to pass. Zelensky, it may be he's going to have to pull the Hitler card and disappear to a foreign country. If he doesn't, he's going to go bye-bye. He's going to leave this brown planet where he lives. There's nothing green there. It's all brown from Russia's destroying everything. Don't be distressed. I will be back tomorrow to continue to let you know the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey used to say. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Have a good evening.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort.